Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the third episode of the 18th topic that we began some sessions ago. We have been discussing the isnad of the seven canonical reading, and in the last two sessions we have discussed the isnad of the reading ascribed to Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym, the famous Qari of Medina. We have discussed some of his teachers in the previous two episodes, and today we shall discuss his remaining teachers and then conclude our discussion vis-a-vis Nafi's reading. We have discussed four of his teachers earlier on. The first of them was Muslim ibn Khawwat, and we had seen that he is not even established as a teacher, though sources do describe him as a teacher, but he is not established through historical process or the historical criticism that he is really a teacher of Nafi. So one person is to be ruled out here. The second teacher that we discussed was Muslim ibn Jundab, and we did come to the conclusion that although he is a teacher of Nafi, however, his own teacher, Muslim's teacher, none of his teachers can be established. In the third place, we discussed Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Qari al-A'raj, and we had seen that although he himself also can be established as a teacher of Nafi, however, none of his teachers, none of Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz's teachers can be established. Then in the fourth place, we had discussed Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa, and we had come to the conclusion that he himself also can be established as a teacher of of Nafi, and the only person that can be established as Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa's teacher is Abdurrahman ibn Abi Ayash, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Rabi'a. How we have been conducting our sessions previously, but today we shall inshallah move on further and discuss some of his remaining teachers. Now we come to the fifth person who has also been regarded to be Nafi's teacher, and I must also remind you that we are so far discussing the isnad based teachers or the isnad based content which tells us regarding the teachers of Nafi. We shall also discuss the non-isnad based content presently once we finish these isnad-based teachers. So I was talking about the fifth person, and I'm now going to describe some of his features and biographical details. So the fifth person, viewers, his name is Abu Ruh Yazid ibn Ruman, and he is the Mawla of Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Evidence from early Rijal books is scanty to even regard him as a Qari, as has been the case with some of the earlier teachers as well. So it is very, very difficult to even regard him as a Qari of the Qur'an. Ibn Sa'd, in his entry on Yazid ibn Ruman, says that he was a scholar and has reported many hadiths and does not, and when he says these things, he does not mention anything vis-a-vis he was a Qari or not. Al-Bukhari merely says that Yazid is a Madinite and that Ibn Ishaq narrates from him. Also, viewers, neither Ibn Abi Hatim, nor Ibn Shaheen, nor Al-Baji, and nor Ibn al-Asir refer to him as a Qari. This is furthermore. And when I say Ibn Abi Hatim, I refer to his Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil. When I say Ibn Shaheen, I refer to his Tariq Asma' al-Thiqat. As far as Al-Baji is concerned, his book is the Ta'dil wa Tajri, and Ibn al-Asir, when I talk about him, I refer to his Jami' al-Usul. So none of them, they describe his biographical details, but none of them refer to him as a Qari. The case of Ibn Hibban is slightly different and a little strange as well, because of the three places in which he mentions his biography, only one mentions that he was a Qari of Medina, and that one is the Mashahir of Ulama al-Ansar. The remaining two merely say that he was a Madinite, and when I say the remaining two, I refer to two places in his As-Siqat. So as far as Yazid ibn Ruman is concerned, he is mentioned in the narratives I have already cited in the case of Muslim ibn Jundab, which I actually cited in detail and translated in the first talk, in the first episode. And then in the previous episode, I just briefly referred to them. He is mentioned as Nafi's teacher in the three of them. I'm just going to refer to the three in which he is mentioned as a teacher, and not going to translate them. I've just summarized them in my previous session, in my previous episode. I'm once again going to summarize them before you so that you may keep them in mind. So the first of them, you can see It just says that it is found in Dani's Jami al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab' al-Mashura, and it says that Ishaq ibn Muhammad said that he heard Nafi say, "I found in Medina religious leaders who would be followed by the masses. Among them was Abdurrahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, Yazid ibn Ruman, he is the person that we are discussing, and then he named some of the others, and then he also has described how he actually synthesized his Qiraat by saying the fact that on any reading on which two of his of these leaders and teachers agreed upon, he would adopt that particular reading. So this is the first of the narrative, which says that Yazid ibn Ruman is a teacher of Nafi, and this isnad of this narrative is okay. As far as the second narrative is concerned, viewers, it is reported by Warsh, and you can see it's being displayed before you, text and translation. I'm just going to summarize it. Warsh said that Nafi informed me that he read out the Quran to the five. So here, as I've been telling all along, the mention of Nafi's teacher is rather implicit. He's not been explicitly named, but because we know the five famous teachers of Nafi, we would think that Yazid ibn Ruman is implied here. And the problem, of course, with this narrative is that it is not that sound. And here also, we do have this note in our mind that these five, their teacher has been described as Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. And therefore, although this chain goes right up, so as we are described, the teachers of Yazid ibn Ruman himself, but the fact is that this narrative is not sound. The third narrative used, which is discussed under Muslim ibn Jundub, again, I'm just going to briefly summarize it. Warsh reported from Nafi that and the Rajal of Nafi are, which means, of course, the teachers are Abdurrahman ibn Araj, Abu Jafar al Qari, Shaiba ibn Nisa, Muslim ibn Jundub, and Yazid ibn Ruman. So here we find his name mentioned. So this is the content, viewers, which says that Yazid ibn Ruman was a teacher of Imam Nafi. As you can see, the narrative I discussed, the second, only implicitly describes him, but of course, the first and third ones, they do name him. The only teacher who is mentioned with isnad support is Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. So the only teacher of Yazid ibn Ruman. So we've discussed that Yazid ibn Ruman is established as a teacher of Nafi in these narratives. And although the isnad of the second and third that I referred to is not okay, is not correct, is not acceptable, but it's not the first one which I described is acceptable. So we can say that as far as Yazid ibn Ruman is concerned, he can be regarded as a teacher of Imam Nafi. But what about the teachers of Yazid ibn Ruman himself? So as I was just speaking on this, that there are two narratives which describe his teachers. One of them is the same that I've just discussed, which implicitly says that the five people read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia, and as I have been telling this all along, that this narrative is weak. And now we have another narrative, and I'm now going to report and cite that narrative, and this has been recorded by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sabra. And the words are, it says, قَالَ حَدَّثْنِي actually starts off with the حَدَّثْنَا إِسْمَاعِيلُ بْنُ إِسْحَاقِ بْنِ إِسْمَاعِيلَ قَالَ حَدَّثْنَا إِسْمَاعِيلُ بْنُ أَبِي أَوَيْسَ قَالَ حَدَّثْنِي أَبِي قَالَ أَخْبَرَنِي يَزِيدُ بْنُ رُمَانَ مَوْلَى آلِ زُبَيْرَ أَنَّهُ أَخَذَ الْقِرَاءَةَ عَرْضًا عَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ أَيَّاشِ بْنِ أَبِي رَبِيعَةَ. So Abu Uwais reported that Yazid ibn Ruman informed him that he learned the Quranic reading by presenting it to Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. It says, أَخَذَ الْقِرَاةَ عَرَزًا. So he presented it to Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. Now, you can see that its schematic illustration is being displayed before you. There are problems in this chain. Ibn Hajar records that according to Muawiyah ibn Salih, both Ismail ibn Abi Uwais and his father are Za'if. You can see they are both being indicated in this chain of narration. An-Nasai has called Ismail ibn Abi Uwais Zaif, and at another place has called him Ghair Siqa, that is unreliable. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he and his father would steal hadith. Ad-Dulabi has recorded his name in his Az-Zu'afa, that he heard Nasr ibn Salama say that Ibn Abi Uwais is a great liar, he's a kazab. Moreover, there is not a single narrative which is reported by Yazid ibn Ruman from Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia in our hadith corpus. And precisely for this reason, viewers, the latter is not mentioned as a hadith teacher of Yazid by any hadith authority. So Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia is not mentioned as a teacher of Yazid ibn Rumman by any hadith authority, and we do not also find any narrative in our hadith corpus in which Yazid actually reports from Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. So viewers, this is the content as far as the isnad is concerned, in which through an isnad it is mentioned that Yazid, that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia was a teacher of Yazid ibn Rumman, but unfortunately both the narratives which mention him to be a teacher, they are not sound. Now we move on to the non-isnad based content, and since that content also mentions two people to be the teachers of Yazid ibn Rumman, now we shall take them up. And they are Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه and Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه. And this has been mentioned by Adani in his Jamil Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab'a al-Mashura and by some others as well. So these the two people are mentioned as teachers of Yazid ibn Rumman. But viewers, as far as Abu Huraira is concerned, authorities specify that he has not even met him. So this is what actually Hafiz Mizzi in his Tohfat al-Ashraf has said, that the two have not even met. So this is a problem here. Hence, learning the Quran from him, of course, is out of question because the two never even met. Now, it seems that it is because of this very reason that Yazid's narrative from Abu Huraira are regarded to be mursal. So whenever Yazid ibn Rumman has narrated from anything from Abu Huraira, it has been regarded as mursal, and this has been indicated by Mizzi himself in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Also, viewers, of importance to note is the fact that neither al-Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra'i al-Kibar nor Ibn al-Jazari in his Ghayat al-Nihaya mention in their entries on Yazid ibn Rumman that he read out the Quran to Abu Huraira or to Abdullah ibn Abbas. In fact, al-Zahabi has vehemently negated that he read out the Quran to Abu Huraira or to Ibn Abbas. So we find that Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra'i actually negating the fact that Yazid ibn Rumman read out the Quran to Abu Huraira or to Abdullah ibn Abbas. To both of them, he negates that he read out the Quran. Ibn al-Jazari has mentioned that it is not correct that he has narrated anything from Abu Huraira or Ibn Abbas. So we find that Az-Zahabi, on the contrary, saying this, that this is not correct, that we should not regard these two to be the teachers of Yazid. And that, in fact, he has not read out the Quran to any of the companions. So he says this is what he actually negates. Similarly, both of them do not mention in these books, in their respective entries on Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Yazid ibn Rumman was their Quran student. Now, this when I refer to this, I actually refer to the fact that Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra' al-Kibar and Ibn al-Jazari in his Ghayat al-Nihaya, both of them do not mention in these books, in their books, in their entries on Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Yazid ibn Rumman was their student. So this is an important thing that we must note. So viewers, in the light of these details, we can safely conclude the fact that Yazid ibn Rumman is Nafi's teacher, but there is no significant evidence that Yazid ibn Rumman, from where did he acquire his reading? So there's no significant evidence that we can come across or we can encounter which tells us in a reliable way who the teacher of Yazid ibn Rumman is. We've ruled out Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia because of the fact that he's reported in narratives which are not soundly established. And as far as the non-isnad-based content is concerned, both Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas can clearly be seen as they have also not been regarded to be of any worth in this matter as being the teachers of Yazid ibn Rumman. And notwithstanding the fact that this is obviously a discussion which in itself is weak because it's itself based on non-isnad-based content. But just to give it an academic purview, I have just mentioned it. Viewers, now we move on to the sixth person who is Nafi's teacher, and his name is Abu Maimuna Shayba ibn Nisah ibn Sarjis, Mawla of Umm Salama. Sources mention him to be a Qari of Medina, and he was also a Qazi. And sources like Ibn Hibban and Ibn Hibban al-Siqat and Al-Mizzi's Tehzeeb al-Kamal, they do mention him that he was a Qari and a Qazi, both of them, of Medina. He counted the verses of the Quran for the people of Medina. This was customary in those times, and in which Abu Maimuna lived, that the number of verses would be counted in different systems in different ways. So he was one of them who did so. And viewers of importance to note is that he was the son-in-law of Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qarqa. So he was also related to another very famous teacher of Nafi, Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qarqa, because he was a son-in-law of Yazid. So he is mentioned as Nafi's teacher in the narratives which I described earlier on before you. He's actually mentioned in all the three narratives which I described earlier on. And the one I skipped, which was the first narrative, in the case of when I was citing information regarding Muslim ibn Jundub, he is actually also mentioned in that narrative also to be a teacher of Imam Nafi. So we can clearly see that there are all the four narratives which were cited under Muslim ibn Jundub, all of them tell us that Shaybah ibn Nisa is a teacher of Imam Nafi. But again, as I said, that the first two narratives which describe him to be a teacher, they are sound, but the last two narratives which describe him to be a teacher are not sound. So therefore, although they are not sound, but we can still have an idea that he has been regarded to be a teacher of Nafi in the two sound narratives. Now, it is only Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia who is mentioned as Shaybah's Quran teacher. And it has been, and the only narrative which says so was a narrative in which it is said that there, the Nafi's teacher are five, and he mentioned the Khamsa. And that particular narrative actually is referring to Shaybah ibn Nisa implicitly. And we have seen that that narrative was weak, and therefore it cannot be relied upon. And so therefore, viewers, you can clearly see that there is no isnad-based reliable narrative which tells us of any teacher of Shaybah ibn Nisa. Now let's move on to the non-isnad-based contender. As far as this non-isnad-based contender is concerned, we find that there are three people who are reported to be the teachers of Abu Maimuna, Shaybah ibn Nisa, and they are Abu Huraira, Rizala Anhu, and this has been recorded by among others by Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan fil Qira'at al-Sab'a al-Mashura. And then we have Abdullah ibn Abbas. He has also been recorded similarly by Dani in his this book. And then we have the third person is Zayd ibn Aslam. And he is the Mawla of Umar ibn al-Khattab. So the third person besides Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Abbas is Zayd ibn Aslam, the Mawla of Ibn al-Khattab. And this has been actually cited in Ibn al-Jazri's Ghayat al-Nihayat. So the fact that Zayd ibn Aslam also is a teacher of Shaybah ibn Nisa has been cited by Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayat al-Nihaya. So now let us view this, or critically review this information which has been recorded or I have presented before you. So in the opinion of Imam Zahabi and Ibn al-Jazri, it is not true that he read out the Quran to Abu Huraira and Ibn Abbas. So Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar and Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayat al-Nihaya, they actually explicitly say that he did not read out the Quran to Abu Huraira and to Abdullah ibn Abbas. And both Zahabi and Ibn al-Jazri say that Shaybah read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia. So the non-isnad-based content also says that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia was the person to whom he read out the Quran. But as I said, the isnad-based content already has is not sound enough in this regard to establish Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabia to be his teacher. Now, the reasoning put forth by Az-Zahabi to negate the fact that Shaybah acquired the reading, acquired the Quran from Abu Huraira is worthy of being cited. So I'm just going to cite that information, what Az-Zahabi has said and cited in his book. So he says, وَلَا نَعْلَمْ وَلَا نَعْلَمُ لَهُ رَوَايَةَ حَدِيثَ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ وَلَا عَنْ أَبِي سَعِيدَ وَلَوْ أَخَذَ الْقُرْآنَ عَنْهُمَا لَكَانَ بِالْأَوْلَى أَنْ يَسْمَعَ مِنْهُمَا. Which means we have no knowledge of the fact that he, of course he's referring to Shaybah ibn Nisa, narrated hadith from Abu Huraira or Abu Sa'id. Now I would like to say that in our probability Abu Sa'id seems to be a tashif because he has not narrated anything from Abu Sa'id. It has to be perhaps Ibn Abbas. So the way Abu of Sa'id was perhaps written in Arabic is a distorted form of Ibn Abbas, in my own opinion. So this was as far as this part is concerned. So continuing with the translation of the text I just cited, and he had acquired the Quran from these three too, it would be more probable that he would have heard from them. So had he acquired the Quran from these two, if it is the case that he was a student of these two in acquiring the Quran, then it was much more probable that he would have heard from both of them and at least narrated some hadith. So in other words, what Zahabi is implying is that had Shaybah acquired the Quran from Abu Huraira or Abu Sa'id, or whether he's Ibn Abbas or not, it was all the more probable that he would have heard from them and reported some narratives. And since he has not reported any narrative, hence it is not at all probable that he heard the Quran from them. So this is as far as his teachers, Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abu Huraira, are concerned. Now, if this reasoning is extended, it can be said with equal probability that Shaybah acquiring the reading from Abdullah ibn Ash ibn Abi Rabia and Zayd ibn Aslam is also something which we cannot establish, because there is no authority which says that Zayd ibn Aslam has reported any narrative to him. So if we extend the same reasoning, that since no narratives have been reported by Shaybah from Yazid, and similarly from Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabia as well, both of them, so we can say that both of them also cannot be regarded as teachers of Shaybah. So, viewers, though it can be concluded that Shaybah ibn Nasa was a Qari and a Qazi and a teacher of Imam Nafi, yet we cannot reliably establish any of his own teachers. Who were the teachers from whom Shaybah himself learned the Quran is not reliably established. The people who are referred to, I have just analyzed before you and evaluated that none of them can be soundly established. So now we move on to the seventh person who is the teacher of Imam Nafi, and he is Abdurrahman ibn Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. And the only isnad to mention him has already been quoted under Muslim ibn Jandub, and that is narrative number 4. And if I just quickly go through that narrative, you can see that the last part of the narrative, once it has said that who the teachers are, it says that once it ends with the teachers, it says, well, actually the narrative, as you can see, is being displayed before you. I'm just going to read out from in the middle of the narrative, the middle of that sanad, and as well as the content, so that you can just have a glimpse of what has been said. So it is said that Warsh reported from Nafi, and the Rijal of Nafi are, and he then names those. And after naming the five famous ones, he also says this, he mentions the name of Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq. Now, Warsh has also mentioned Abdurrahman ibn Abi Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq to be a student of Imam Nafi in another chain of narration in which Ahmad ibn Jubair reports from Ishaq al-Musayyibi. So this is how this narrative says it. It has its own chain in which it mentions his name, and then it says that there's another chain in which he has been mentioned as his teacher. Now, we have the problem with here is that this narrative itself is suspect. So although we find that Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr as-Siddiq is mentioned in this narrative to be a teacher of Imam Nafi, and this narrative also mentions another variant which reports him to be a teacher of Imam Nafi, but the problem with this narrative itself is that since it is suspect, therefore we cannot rely on this vis-a-vis any information. Ibn al-Jazari and al-Zahabi do not even mention him as an independent entry in their own books. When I refer to these two books, I of course refer to Ibn al-Jazari's Al-Ghayat al-Nihaya and Zahabi's Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar. So they do not even mention Abdurrahman ibn al-Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr to be an independent entry, which of course is very, very strange. It is even strange that authorities like Ibn Mujahid, Sibt al-Khayat, and Az-Zahabi and Ibn Wahban in their works do not mention him as a Quran teacher of Nafi. So they are also devoid of any mention that he is even a teacher of Imam Nafi. Also, viewers, it may be noted that earliest sources do not even mention Abdurrahman ibn al-Qasim as a Qari. They do not even refer to him as a Qari. So we have Al-Bukhari, Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Habban, Al-Baji, Ibn Asir, Al-Mizzi, Al-Zahabi, and Al-Safadi, Ibn Hajar, and Al-Suyuti in their respective books. I'm not going to name these books because I've been referring them to all along. They do not mention him in this capacity. He has narrated a lot of ahadith, on the contrary, which is something which you can clearly see. Or if I just mention that the books which I've just referred to, They are Imam Bukhari's Tariq al-Kabir, we have Ibn Abi Hatim's Al-Jarh al-Ta'dil, Ibn Hibban's Al-Siqat, Al-Baji's Al-Ta'dil wa Al-Tajri, Al-Mizzi's Tahzib al-Kamal, Ibn Asi's Jami al-Usul, Al-Zahabi's Tazkirat al-Huffaz, Al-Safadi's Wafi bil-Wafayat, Ibn Hajar's Tahzib al-Tahzib, Suyuti's Is'af al-Mubatta, all of them which I just skipped, I'm just mentioning them again. That these are the books which do not mention him to be a teacher of Imam Nafi. Ibn al-Jazari does not record any independent entry on in him in his Ghaya. So that is something also of concern. It can thus be summarized that of the seven, only the following teachers can be established from the isnads given. So as far as the seven teachers in the isnad-based content is concerned, only five can be established as the teachers of Imam Nafi. So what I have done before you now is that I have concluded my discussion on the seven teachers of Imam Nafi who have been mentioned by isnad-based content. But in that particular content, after evaluation, we can see that out of the seven, and who the seven are, the first one was Salih ibn Khawwat, the second is Muslim ibn Jundub, the third is Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn Qaqa, the fourth is Yazid ibn Ruman, the fifth is Shaiba ibn Nisa', and the seventh one is we've just discussed is Abdul Rahman ibn al-Qasim ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. So out of these seven, we are left at a loss, and we just cannot say that all of these seven are established as teachers of Imam Nafi. We do not find that Salih ibn Khawwat and Abdul Rahman ibn al-Qasim ibn Muhammad to be a teacher of Imam Nafi. The only five who can be established are Muslim ibn Jundub, Abdul Rahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, Abu Ja'far al-Qaqa, Yazid ibn Ruman, and Shaiba ibn Nusat. So these are the five teachers of Imam Nafi that we can reasonably establish through historical criticism that they were in fact teachers of Imam Nafi. But the problem, viewers, is let us also view the fact that no teacher of Muslim ibn Jundub, Abdul Rahman ibn Hurmuz al-Araj, Yazid ibn Ruman, and Shaiba ibn Nisa' can be established. So although these five people are established as teachers of Imam Nafi, but out of these five, the four of them, we cannot know who they write of the Quran, who are the teachers of these four. And except for Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa, the remaining four are the ones about whom we do not know reliably as to who were the people or who were the Qaris, or who were the Quran teachers in their case. And the only person, as I said, about whom we can say whose teacher is also established, of Nafi's teachers, is Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa. And Abu Ja'far's case, we see that it was actually Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabiya who was established as his teacher. So in a nutshell, we can now see that out of the seven teachers reported in isnad-based content, only reliably reported are five. And amongst these five, the only reliable content which tells us, isnad-based contents, which tells us that these five had a teacher, was just one of these five teachers, and he is Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa. The rest, the teachers of the rest, we do not even know. But as far as Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa is concerned, we know that Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabiya is reliably established as his teacher. So now, viewers, let us analyze some information about Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabiya himself so that we can have an idea as to who he is. I'm just going to give us a brief biographical content about him. So it is said that he was born in the lifetime of the Prophet in Abyssinia when his father and mother were there in the second migration to Abyssinia. And this has been recorded variously. Thus, for example, Ibn Sa'd says that he was born in Abyssinia in the migration times. So he was born in the times when the Prophet was alive. But it is doubtful whether he heard or saw the Prophet or not. But it is known that he has heard narratives from Umar radiyallahu anhu. So he has reported narratives from Umar. And it is also known that from him, that is from himself, from Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabiya, the people who report narratives are his son Al-Haris ibn Abdullah and his grandson Abdullah ibn Al-Haris ibn Abdullah, as well as Nafi's Mawla ibn Umar, Abu Bakr ibn Muhammad ibn Amr ibn Hazm, Suleiman ibn Yasar, Sayyid ibn Amr ibn Al-As, Ziyad Mawla ibn Ayyash, and Muhammad ibn Talha ibn Yazid. So these are the people who have been reported by various authorities, like, for example, Ibn Hibban is Thiqat, who have narrated from Abdullah ibn Hashim ibn Abi Rabi'a. And I have just described their names so that you can have a proper placement of his tabaqa in his times. Now, none of the earliest history even mentions him as a qari, as is the case with several other people, other teachers of Imam Nafi. Here we have Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'a, the only person to be established as a teacher of one of Imam Nafi's teachers, who was Yazid, Abu Ja'far Yazid ibn al-Qaqa. But unfortunately, earliest sources do not describe Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'a to be even a qari. And amongst them, yours is are people as celebrated as Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, Bukhari in his Tariq al-Kabir, Al-Ijli in his Ma'rifat al-Siqat, Ibn Abi Hatim in his Al-Jarb al-Ta'adil, Ibn Hibban in his al-Siqat, Ibn Abdul Bar in his al-Isti'ab, Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Dimashq, Madina Dimashq, and Ibn Asir in his Usul al-Ghaba. So none of these authorities even describe him to be a Qari. Some historians mention him in this capacity, who mentioned him in this capacity as a Qari, are very late, and as late as Safadi and Sakhavi. Safadi died in 743 Hijrah and Sakhavi died in 82 Hijrah. So Safadi has mentioned him in his Al-Wafi wal-Wafayat and Sakhavi in his At-Tuhfa al-Latifa fi Tariq al-Madina al-Sharifa to be his in this capacity. So among the Qiraat books now, we come to the Qiraat books. Ibn Mujahid and Ad-Dani and Az-Zahabi and Ibn al-Jazri do, however, refer to him in this capacity. So as though earlier historians, which I just described, do not refer him to be a Qari, but if we move on to the Qiraat books, they do refer him that he was a Qari, and that he read the Quran to Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. So this has been mentioned by Ibn Mujahid in his Kitab al-Sa'aba, Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayat al-Nihaya, Ad-Dani in his Jami'ul Bayan, and Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifatul Qurra al-Kibar. So these are the famous famous books on Qiraat who do mention him as a Qari. So now viewers, let us see who the teacher of Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah himself is, because the problem is that if he is established as a teacher, then we have to find out that who is the person from whom he read out the Quran, or he read out the Quran to, because we know that he did not see the Prophet. So we have to find out a companion to whom Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah read out the Quran. So it is reported that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah actually read out the Quran to Ubay ibn Ka'b. And this is based on two narratives. Both of them are isnad based, but unfortunately both of them are unreliable. The first of them is cited under Muslim ibn Jundub, the third one in order. And the second narrative in this regard, which says that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah was or read out the Quran to Ubay ibn Ka'b, was the second one, or the first one, which was cited when we were discussing Yazid ibn al-Qaqa. So therefore, since both these narratives are unreliable, we cannot reliably or soundly come to the conclusion who the person is to whom Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah read out the Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'b is the only person mentioned, but the isnad-based content, which does mention him, unfortunately, is not reliable. It may further be noted that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah is not mentioned among the students of Ubay in Rijal books. So this is a further corroboration of the fact that Ubay ibn Ka'b, the famous companion of the Prophet himself, we have information about his students, but amongst his students, Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah is not even mentioned. And may I also point out that Mizzi records the names of over 40 students of Ubay. 40 students of Ubay, but none of them mentions, this is devoid of the fact that Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah was a student of Ubay ibn Ka'b, which is something very clearly points us to the fact that had he heard the Quran from him, he would at least have narrated a few narratives from Ubay. So if there is no narrative in the corpus of Hadith literature in which Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah reports from Ubay ibn Ka'b, so it is even more improbable that he would have read out the Quran to him. Also, viewers, it is of significance to note that not only in the extant corpus of Hadith literature, there is not a single narrative from Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah from Ubay, but also there is not a single instance in the extant corpus of Qiraat literature in which Abdullah ibn Ayash ibn Abi Rabi'ah reports a reading from Ubay ibn Ka'b. So, viewers, this was as the case with Hadith literature. also of importance is the fact that besides hadith literature, in which there is not a single narrative from Ubay ibn Ka'b that has been reported by Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah, if we take up the Qira'at literature, there is not a single recital which is reported by Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah from Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. So therefore, viewers, if this is reasonably established, what I've just said, we can clearly see that it is doubtful that Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah read out the Quran to Ubay ibn Ka'b. We can see that the isnad-based content is very weak, and we have also seen that as far as hadith and qiraat literature is concerned, neither in the hadith literature nor in the qiraat literature do we find any report of Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah from Ubay ibn Ka'b, and this to me is quite sufficient evidence to prove that it is very doubtful that Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah read out the Quran to Ubay ibn Ka'b. So this is as far as Abdullah ibn Ayyash is concerned. Viewers, also before I close, I would also like to bring up the fact that there are at least three teachers of Imam Nafi who have been reported without any isnad-based content. So we have discussed seven teachers of Imam Nafi who were reported by an isnad-based content, but I am now going to refer to three of his teachers which have been reported without any isnad-based content. And the first of them is Asbagh ibn Abdul Aziz al-Nahvi. And Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Abdullah ibn Sibt al-Khayyat has mentioned him amongst the teachers of Imam Nafi, and this is in his book Al-Mubhaj fil Qiraat al-Sabah. Ibn al-Jazri refers to the fact and further adds that he does not know to whom Asbagh read out the Quran. Information about him otherwise is very scanty. As-Suyuti, on the authority of Ibn Zubayr, records him to be a linguist and a poet who later had ascetic tendencies. And therefore, because the above information is not sufficient to establish Asbagh as a teacher of Imam Nafi. The absence of this mention by authorities like Ibn Mujahid, Ad-Dani, Az-Zahabi in their works as a Quran teacher further weakens his case. So although the fact that Asbagh is mentioned is in fact mentioned only in non-isnad-based content, this non-isnad-based content further is weakened by the fact that the way it has been mentioned is very, very weak. And books of Qiraat also are devoid of any mention that he was a teacher of Imam Nafi. The second person, viewers, who is also mentioned to be a teacher of Imam Nafi through non-isnad-based content is Abu Zanad Abdullah ibn Zakwan, who is the Mawla of Ramla bint Shaiba. And this has also been described by Sibt al-Khayyat in his Al-Mubhij fil Qiraat al-Sabr. However, this information is not sufficient to establish Abdullah ibn Zakwan as a teacher, because in itself it is a isnad-based content in the first place. And furthermore, which further weakens his case, is that authorities like Ibn Mujahid, Ad-Dani, Az-Zahabi, and especially Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayatul Nihaya, they do not mention him to be a teacher of Imam Nafi. So earliest sources do not even mention him to be a qari. This is a further problem in his personality. It is also interesting to note that Nafi is not mentioned by authorities as a student of hadith of Abdullah ibn Zakwan. So hadith authorities also furthermore do not mention him to be a student of Abdullah ibn Zakwan. Ibn al-Jazri does not mention him at all in his Al-Ghayatul Nihaya. So he is not even mentioned as an entry, Abdullah ibn Zakwan. So this is the second person who is mentioned as Imam Nafi's teacher in a non-isnad-based content. And the third and final person who is mentioned is Muhammad ibn Muslim ibn Shahab al-Zuhri, the famous Tabi'i, as a student of Imam Nafi. So Ibn Mujahid does not mention al-Zuhri as a Quran teacher of Nafi. The works of Abdani, Sibt al-Khayyat, Ibn Wahban, and Ibn al-Jazri do mention him in this capacity. And when I say refer to these people, I of course refer to Dani's Jami al-Bayan, Sibt al-Khayyat's Al-Mubhij, Ibn Wahban's Ahasin al-Akhbar, Ibn al-Jazri's Ghayatul Nihaya. And according to Ibn al-Jazri, he read out the Quran to Anas ibn Malik. However, this mention is not supported by any muttasil isnad, as I've been saying. It's just a claim which has not been supported by any isnad. Ad-Dani does record a broken isnad that Ahmad ibn Jubair has narrated Az-Zuhri's name as Nafi's teacher. And Ibn Jubair narrates this through Ishaq al-Musayyibi, who narrates it from Nafi. But again, as I said, it is a broken isnad, and we've already referred to it when we're discussing Muslim ibn Jundub. And it is also strange that Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifat al-Qurra al-Kibar does not record neither Az-Zuhri nor Anas to be Qaris. So though they are famous companions of Hadith, but none of them are regarded to be the Qaris. So viewers, in the background of this information provided, which I have just discussed in detail, you can clearly see that we have discussed seven teachers of Nafi, which are supported by isnads, and three teachers of Nafi, which are not supported by isnads. So if we discard these three teachers, which are not supported by isnads, we just find seven teachers who are supported through isnad, and out of the seven, five are established to be these teachers, and out of these five, only one is established, which himself had a known teacher, who is Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. And we finally came to the conclusion that as far as Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah is concerned, it is doubtful. We do not know to whom he read out the Quran. So this is a summary of the Qiraat of Imam Nafi. So you can see from the chart which is being displayed before you, if you look at the teachers of Imam Nafi, the way they are recorded in our books of Qiraat, you can see his 10 teachers being displayed. Seven of them are those teachers which are actually based on isnad-based content. And then we have three others, although I have not represented them in this chart because I had said earlier on that the non-isnad-based teachers will not be reflected in the chart. So this chart that you are seeing before you only reflects seven teachers of Imam Nafi who are represented in isnad-based content. And finally, yours in the chart, which now is being displayed before you, the final chart, is my conclusion regarding the reading of Imam Nafi. As I said, out of these seven teachers, the only chain or the only teacher of a teacher that can be established is Abu Ja'far Yazid al-Qaqa. So the remaining people, we do not even find that they are reliably, they had a reliable or any reliable information in which they had a teacher. But the only person who can be established as Imam Nafi's teacher, who had a teacher himself reliable, is Abu Ja'far Yazid al-Qaqa, and the established teacher of Abu Ja'far is Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. But unfortunately, who is the person to whom Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah read out the Quran, although it is claimed that he is Ubay ibn Ka'b, but in the light of the information which I have just analyzed earlier on before you, it can clearly be seen that there is no connection between Ubay ibn Ka'b and between Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. So the only chain that could have been a muttasil chain right up to a companion is also broken. It is broken between Ubay ibn Ka'b and Abdullah ibn Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah. And hence, viewers, my conclusion would be that the reading of Imam Nafi, the way we have presented and analyzed and evaluated here in detail, is in itself munqata. It can, although Imam Nafi's teacher is established, one of his teachers is established who has a teacher, but the fact is that it does not go all the way up to any companion. And so my conclusion in this regard is that the reading of Imam Nafi in the principles which I have outlined, and after the application of these strict principles, to me it seems that the reading of Imam Nafi is munqata. In the next session, inshallah, we'll take up the other readers. But as far as Nafi ibn Abi Nu'aym is concerned, we have come to this conclusion that he himself is a person whose reading cannot be reliably traced all the way back to a companion. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.